Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, but not for long, Gerd Leonhard is here, and he is the CEO of the Futures Agency. And what's the end of that? What's the domain on that? Futuresagency.com? What is that, Gerd?
Yeah, just the futuresagency.com. It's a network of global futurists.
All right, so check that out. And how about your own website? Do you have a separate website?
Yeah, I have lots of websites. The easiest, if you get my name, G-E-R-D, Gerd, like nerd with a G, it's basically futuristgerd.com.
All right.
And my book is at tech versus techvshuman.com. That's my book. But you can just Google for Gerd and the future.
You'll find him all over the place there, folks. He's really well known. That's how we found him. We're glad he's here. He's a kindred spirit for us, folks. Gerd, thank you again for being here. I want to ask you, you've heard of the Russian oligarchs. People don't talk about it much. I do a lot, but America has oligarchs. Wall Street, there's all kinds of oligarchs on Wall Street. But I'm thinking today we're about to create, we're in the process of creating global oligarchs in terms of the big tech companies, Amazon, Google, Facebook, companies like that. And now one of them with their own cryptocurrency. It's a matter of time till the others have theirs. Could global oligarchs with their own cryptocurrency, could they be the most dangerous things in the future? What do you think?
Yeah, I would say first, I think there are many benefits we're getting from the likes of those large internet companies. But, you know, when you're so powerful with 2.5 billion users, you're going to need some supervision.
And lots of money. And more money than God.
I mean, any kind of money you want. And that's about, you know, it's not just Americans, it's also Chinese companies, right? So when you have companies that are that powerful, you need, just like for AT&T and Standard Oil and Microsoft, you're going to need some supervision because they have a lot of power and they need to self-regulate. They need to be more open, more transparent, more careful,
more respectful of the users. But, Gerd, Mark Zuckerberg went to Washington and Europe and told them he couldn't regulate his own company. He even said his own users weren't capable of regulating. He actually said, you're going to have to come regulate us. I think any company, any CEO of a company that tells and admits that he can't regulate his own company, in my opinion, what he just said is, we don't understand ethical behavior. What do you think?
Well, I would say in the case of Facebook, that Facebook has become clearly unethical, not by design or because Mark is a bad person, but the consequence of the...
They don't understand it. Right? They don't know. They don't have an ethical bearing, do they?
I think it's extremely difficult when you're of that size and you're making, I think, what is the number, $160 million profit per day.
Yeah.
You know, then the question of ethics becomes less meaningful, and that needs to change, you know, because they really have to give more benefit to the user and respect people completely differently, and that goes for all internet companies, really.
You know, Gerd, this is where I think they're different from the Russian oligarchs and the American oligarchs, where they're different from Ford and IBM and GM and all those companies in the past century. It's not the money. It's not their power. They now have something none of the other oligarchs have ever had before to this degree. They now have information, and they have the ability to create, to get more information. Their penetration into our lives is unprecedented, and that's what I think makes them the most dangerous. What do you think?
Well, you know, I coined the phrase, I didn't coin it, but I kind of reproduced it 10 years ago. Data is the new oil, right?
Yeah.
I mean, data is more powerful than oil, and these companies are richer than any oil company could possibly hope. And because they're kind of an oil company, they need to have the same restrictions in how they behave and how they are monitored,
right?
Just like you monitor the oil companies, you know? And so when you become that big, like Amazon, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Alibaba, you know, the list goes on, you need to have some supervision in all those issues, because otherwise it's a runaway train.
Should they be broken up? Have they gotten too big? Should they be broken up?
I think in some cases, yes. In other cases, it wouldn't make much sense because it would just kind of defray the problem, but not really solve
right.
it. Exactly. I think they need to agree to what I call the Digital Ethics Council.
Yeah.
They need to be
a
group of people that says, okay, you know, this is the right thing to do. The definition of ethics is, after all, that difference between what you have the power to do and what is the right thing to do.
And what is the right thing to do. Hey, Gert, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back?
Yes, absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
We've enjoyed having you here. Gert Leonhard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.